Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
And now.
A podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, that's a nice Friday tune. Hello. Outstanding, Mills. Woke up the animals at Whipsnade Zoo. That's Simon off of actual Whipsnade Zoo. Apt and perfectly paced. Give yourself a big pat on your what's it coloured back. That's from Ian up Holland. Good girth, excellent length. 9 out of 10. Thanks very much, whoever that is. Nice one, Mills, says MJ in Burnley. Enrique would be proud, says Sam. I have to admit, I was a little bit out of time with the music there, but I think the pitch and the length of the entire thing more than made up for it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, at the moment, I'm trying to get hold of Unlucky Gary, my friend, but he's not answering his mobile. This is my mate who is changing his surname by Deedpaw because he's fed up of the surname Bint. And you know Unlucky Gary, bad things happen to him, and he thinks that by changing his name, maybe it'll change his luck. And he agreed on this show yesterday to let you, the Radio 1 listeners, decide what his new surname should be. And the one that I liked the most, and therefore I make the rules because it's my show, Gary McFly. So he has agreed to change his name to Gary McFly. I hope he hasn't bottled it, but you know, he said he was well up for it yesterday, so I'm trying to get hold of him. Gary, if you're listening, please answer the phone. What I worry about when Unlucky Gary doesn't answer the phone is that something unlucky's happened to him again, like he's fallen down a hole or something. So could you like hassle him on Twitter or whatever it takes? Maybe you're with Unlucky Gary now. Could you get him to answer his phone, please? I need to tell him a few things about his name change. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Jamer.
Jamer?
Jamie, sorry.
Where are you?
Where am I? I'm just coming into Northampton.
Oh, okay. Are you working?
I've just finished.
Okay. Hooray, happy Friday.
Yay!
You got the Wonder Years on at 5 o'clock. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. How can I help?
I think your friend should change his name.
Well, we've got Gary McFly already.
I think it should be Gary McLovin.
That is good.
Do you like that?
Oh, I'm torn now. I'm like Natalie and Brulia. Oh. Yeah, Gary McLovin is good. I'm not sure how much that name lends itself to my... You have not met my friend Gary, have you?
No.
No. But it's a good name.
I think it's ace. I might change mine to it.
Better than Gary McFly?
Definitely. Everyone likes McLovin.
They do. Everyone likes a bit of McLovin. OK, well, I can put that to him as one of the suggestions if he flipping answers his phone ever.
Cool.
All right, cool. I'll let you know, all right?
Cool.
Thanks for your suggestion. I will, of course, credit you with this entirely if we decide it's going to be Gary McLovin.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Love you.
Love you too.
Give me a high five. God. Press five.
Did it work?
No.
Oh, my word.
Do it again. Uncomfortable. Love you, bye.
Bye-bye. Radio 1
Podcast. Unlucky Gary, where have you been?
Hi, I'm sleeping, having a nap.
Having a little sleep. I thought you'd fallen down a hole or something. You know I worry when you don't answer.
Something
bad's happened, I know. This name change thing.
Yeah.
We've had a number of suggestions. You're quite up for Gary McFly, aren't you, as your new surname?
Yeah, I quite like the sound of that.
Yeah, it's quite cool, I think.
Yeah.
But then Gary McLovin has now come in.
McLovin.
That's, have you seen Superbad, the film, no?
No. No, I haven't seen it.
Like in the film, this guy, he gets a fake ID and it's got the name McLovin on it, and that's going to be what you're going to be like.
Right.
So, I mean, thing is, have you thought this through? Because you are going to have to change absolutely everything. Have you looked into it?
Yeah, I've looked into it, the new passport and licence and stuff.
And it's just going to be like calling up the electricity people. Yeah, it's not Bint anymore, it's Gary McLovin now. So, what are your views on McLovin?
I prefer McFly.
Okay.
Yeah. Right,
okay, what else have you got to change? Passport, driving licence?
TV company.
Yeah.
All the bills.
Yeah, my name's not Bint, it's...
tell work, I've got to tell work as well. It'd be on my work email.
Your work... Oh, yeah, your work email.
Yeah.
Yes! Oh, brilliant. Oh, I can't wait to get an email from Gary McFly. I'm so excited, gal. So, when is the earliest do you think we should do this? I mean, I think there's some kind of online form you fill in, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, online.
Okay, why don't you, like, come over to mine or something on Monday and we'll get it all sorted, shall we?
Okay, yeah, I'll do it Monday.
Do it Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, good. And then from... Can you arrange for your email to be changed at work in that time? By Monday? Or can you do it on Monday?
I'll probably do it on Monday, yeah.
Okay, do that, and then we'll get the ball rolling with the whole passport and all that stuff, all right?
Okay, cool.
All right, I'll speak to you over the weekend. I'll see you on Monday.
Okay. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Sean off of Swindon's been on saying, hey Mills, thinking about doing my English investigation on you and how you use language differently should be proper good, eh? Yeah, Sean off of Swindon. I look forward to hearing about that. I'm sure you'll do very well. Flo Rida, Club Can't Handle Me, and then it was the script and for the first time. Hello. It's nearly time for the Wonder Years. Before that, I've got the UK's official number one from Alexandra Burke and a bit of a tune from Panic at the Disco. So, Sarah Cox is back on weekends, on Sundays, when you wake up, 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, which is nice. And we have had this email through to Dear Scott, which is kind of about Sarah Cox, but not at the same time.
Dear Scott, we were in Italy a while ago and were listening to a radio station there and heard an Italian Sarah Cox. She has a voice twin. Javan Mayhead.
OK, thank you, Javan, for this. And thanks for the clip you've sent as well. So, this is the real Sarah Cox.
Before you know it, you'll be a champion jockey. You'll be very small, but you might get a nice blonde wife and possibly a mock Tudor mansion to live in with all your other little jockey friends.
And this is Italian Sarah Cox, her voice twin. If you listen to it, speaking Italian, but does sound like her.
Come dicevamo prima, magari le persone un po' più timide hanno più coraggio, insomma, si possono dire più scrivendolo, è pieno di emozione.
Sì.
Infatti, Enrico da Milano preferisco chiamare perché la mia ragazza capisce e di mai usare il sarcasmo.
Okay, that's weird. Real Sarah Cox.
And in France, it's frowned upon. In fact, it's illegal. Marie Antoinette made it illegal back in the day, she said, let them not groom their scia.
An Italian Sarah Cox.
Infatti, Enrico da Milano preferisco chiamare perché la mia ragazza capisce.
That was Italian for Snoop and babies.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
So Sylvia's been on. She's an actual Italian, and she says there is no way that Italian Sarah Cox is actually Italian. And then Paolo's been on from Glasgow, used to listen to that station, Radio 105 in Milano, and he says, I'm pretty sure Italian Sarah Cox is in fact American.
Infatti, Enrico da Milano preferisco chiamare perché la mia ragazza capisce...
Still sounds a bit like Sarah Cox though, doesn't it? Whatever she is.
And in France, it's frowned upon. In fact, it's illegal. Marie Antoinette made it illegal back in the day. She said, let them not groom their scia.
Come dicevamo prima, magari le persone un po' più timide hanno più coraggio, cioè, insomma, si possono dire più scrivendolo, è pieno di emozione.
Sì.
Infatti, Enrico da Milano preferisco chiamare perché la mia ragazza capisce e di mai usare il sarcasmo.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.